watching the One Piece.
We are!
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to We Are Watching One Piece, and where One Piece was crazy good this week.
You may be shocked to hear it, but it's true. Lucci got his ass whipped, I guess, literally.
Yeah.
Maybe the first Luffy attack that I'm staring at, and I'm like, I don't know that I actually understand the physics of this at all. I need to watch it again. The Don whip he does. But it launches Lucci. He really does whip Lucci's ass in this episode. Which is very satisfying. But we'll get there. Last time we had a break, we talked about cover stories, but the last episode of One Piece was a big fight between them, and you'll be shocked to learn that it's not over yet. I mean, I guess it is in this episode, which I'm curious, I guess, on your thoughts about. But we start off, this is episode 1101, which I don't think I brought up in the past episodes, but we had talked about how the anime doesn't really do anything or care about, like, big round numbers or anything. But then 1100 did end up being Luffy versus Lucci again.
And it looked really good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Gear 5, they're not slacking on that. But this episode starts up with no recap, no time for that. Although they do, I mean, I guess unless you count the recap at the end of the episode where they tell you who Senior Pink was. I'm going to be honest, love that guy. You know, love that interaction he had with Franky and all that stuff. Not a guy I really expected to come up again in any way, shape, or form.
Especially not at a, hey, here's this guy. That one, just because we're getting that out of the way now, that one felt like a... We don't know what else put in here. They mentioned Senior Pink in the episode. We'll just fucking tell you about him.
Yeah, maybe you haven't heard of him in a while or thought about him because he's, I mean, I don't want to say forgettable, but like, not a guy that you're retaining. Not a big, significant fight from Dressrosa, but I guess just a power that Oda wanted to use again, although it hasn't really come up to be super important yet for S-Shark, but I guess a good example for like, oh, here's someone that we have interacted with that it's not, dare I say, power scale breaking to have his fruit show up a second time. And then you get to have Vegapunk explain, yeah, I can copy some fruits, I guess. Just some of them, though. Yeah, that's a little bit later, the Senior Pink stuff. But yeah, he's back. I've seen fan art of people draw like the end of One Piece and these two guys get a beer together. Like everyone else gets to go back and do like Brook meets Laboon. And all these other characters go back and do something important to them. And that's Franky's getting a beer with Senior Pink.
Hey, that'd be pretty good.
My man's in prison.
Well, once we abolish prison.
That's true. That's actually Luffy's dream, is to abolish prison. In Luffy's future, there will be no need for it. So I guess that's true. No recap this episode. Start off straight away with a bunch of alarms going off and people screaming. Because Sentomaru was stabbed pretty bad.
Yeah,
last time he
got real fucked up.
My man got fucked up. He's bleeding out. And it's funny because Luffy is still making his stupid dipshit noises, like bouncing around and like his eyes popping out of his head while he's like, oh no, I distracted you and now you fucking died.
Yeah.
Very funny.
It's like about as serious as he can get. He's still a cartoon.
Mm-hmm. Which I appreciate. I don't want to ever see Gear 5 have to become serious. I don't want One Piece to go on for another 10 years where they have to escalate it to that point.
He'll be serious, but it'll be like that the episode of Teen Titans Go where they meet the cast of Young Justice, and then the Young Justice characters go, you guys need to be more serious. And they're like, oh, we're going to be, they talk like this, and they have like big chiseled jaws. It's a really funny gag.
That sounds like a good gag.
Especially when you see 30-year-olds online complaining that Teen Titans Go isn't as good as the cartoon when they were 8 years old.
Yeah, because that show is like what, TV-14 probably? And this one's actually for kids now?
Yeah.
Sorry, no, I don't keep up with the drama of children's cartoons. I'm almost 30. I don't know what happened on the Bluey finale. Sorry. Bluey's different. I was trying to explain Bluey to my partner recently because I was like, I actually don't think that Bluey hasn't had a My Little Pony treatment where like childless adults are into it. It's yeah. Just that adults watch it with their kids, like who have kids, watch it with their kids. And are emotionally affected by it.
Yeah,
in a way that
they
aren't
enjoy it.
Yeah.
When I worked at a record store, the Bluey album was really popular with parents. He's like, yeah, the music is actually pretty good. And also, it'll get my kid interested in this dumb shit I collect.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's cool. That's fine. I'm pro Bluey. But other than that, don't talk to me about children's cartoons. There's been a definite, I think, trend of this after fucking that Puss in Boots movie was taken so seriously. And then it got to the point where people were like, damn, this shot in Paw Patrol's hard as hell. And I'm like, man, come on. Come on, man. One Piece is technically for kids, right? Where do we fall on that? Teenagers?
I'd say like 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
I'd say it's still for like 12-year-old boys, but it has, because it's been around so long, they do a good job of, they do the thing that people want Nintendo to do, but not in the stupid way they want Nintendo to do it.
They don't give Luffy a Glock like they want them to give Mario a Glock.
Yeah, that
Glock, know me.
If you could still, like, there's things there for you if that are a little bit more mature that you can appreciate versus it just still being for children, like Pokemon or something. We're like, where they want Charizard to destroy cities or something.
What if Charizard was fucked up?
Which, Charizard, you can't ride Charizard and, like, lay waste to a city because he's 4'11". He's not even hooping.
He's a short king!
He can't hoop, let alone destroy, like, level a city.
How short is Ash then? Jesus. I feel like he's taller. I feel like Charizard towers over Ash in those cartoons. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm misremembering because I just assume Charizard should be bigger. I haven't watched any of those shows or those movies in a long ass time, so hard to say. Anyways, I'm talking about being better than children's cartoons and making fun of people who watch them, this is a One Piece podcast. So this is where I draw the line. If your show doesn't have fish racism in it, it's for babies.
If the wiki for your show doesn't have a page for slavery on it.
Yeah. Which Bluey might, I don't know. I don't know what they're getting up to. This is it's an Australian show. It's basically a crime colony. Anyways, Sentomaru got fucked. I like that Sentomaru's like, actually, I did sense him coming, and I tried to defend myself. I just also still failed. And I'm like, that's a weird thing to use a flashback for, rather than just showing it in the last episode, but I guess they want the scary cliffhanger, and then also to be like, no, Sentomaru technically is a little better than that, but we wanted the cliffhanger to be the way it was. But anyway, so then, like, Lucci's there, and Luffy does his, like, cartoon running until his legs are a circle thing. He Sonic the Hedgehogs.
Yeah.
Runs at Lucci. They fight a bit. I mean, Lucci knocks him aside, and he wants to finish off Sentomaru, but Luffy intercepts. And he does this big leg kick, the Dawn Whip. He started calling these new moves Dawn in this episode, which I'm like, obviously makes sense because you know he's the Sun God or whatever, and the Dawn of a New Era. But I'm like, Luffy doesn't know those things. It's just a fun coincidence. Or I guess, I don't know, the will of the fruit that takes him over, which is also what I call taking hormones for me, but... Anyways, what I wanted to point out is that there's a big shot of Luffy wiggling his toes. And I want to know who animated the toe wiggling in this episode. I just want to talk.
Was it their idea or did they volunteer? Or what, was their idea? Did
were
they
told
volunteer?
To do
were they
it?
Forced to?
Oda actually came in and was like, you must wiggle the toes. This is non-negotiable toe wiggling. But he does, like, he whips his leg out, wiggles his toes a little bit, and then... launches Luffy, or Lucci, sorry. He spins away, like flies away off into the distance. And then Luffy also can't stop spinning himself. And he drills into the ground. Yeah. It's very funny. Chopper's like, will you fucking knock it off? This is a serious, like...
We have a bad guy to fight.
Not even that. Like, I feel like Chopper... I mean, Jinbei's laughing throughout this too. It's almost like... Guys, this really should be like an Inuyasha Lobby level event. You are like, this is like some of the most government fucking up shit you guys could be doing right now. No, Luffy's being a goofy guy instead, burrowing down to like the mole people or whatever. I want to know how deep he went. I thought they were, I thought this, like, I was like, is this just him nerfing himself now because he's too stupid? But
yeah,
not exactly.
It's partially the way to keep the fights going longer than a couple seconds.
Yeah. It's like, whoops, I can't stop spinning. At least he didn't, he should do that with like a new Gum Gum UFO and he just accidentally flies away and he's on a whole different island for like an episode. These are great filler ideas, guys. You got to start using them. I know Funimation's listening.
He's going to send himself to the moon.
Oh, God. He should go up to the moon. That's such a good idea. Hire us. Anyways, S-Hawk is tearing through government people, which I don't know what fucking cipher pole they're in. S-Shark is also doing this with the swim fruit. And this is back in the lab. Vegapunk is like worried about Sentomaru, but then the camera changes to the S-Shark and Frankie's like, oh shit, is my best bro in the world dead?
His sworn brother. And then he keeps going, Kyodai! Which is really good.
Mm-hmm. Frankie's so funny in these episodes because he sees someone using the swim fruit and cries about his bro. And then later, they're talking about like world-destroying weapons that the Navy has and he's doing hard eyes. Also, Frankie's voice sounded a little different in this episode. I don't think that it's like, I wouldn't assume anyone's filling in because I don't know that you imitate Kazuki Yao even this well. Like, I don't know. Remember when Chopper's voice actress was on, like, maternity leave a couple times? But I'm like, is this Kazuki Yao showing his age? Did he have a cold this week? Frankie sounds a little phlegmy. Don't know. Wanted to bring it up, though, I guess.
Kazuki Yao came up in something I watched recently, and I was like, that's him? Because he was doing, like, a regular voice, and it was weird.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that way when I rewatch Gunbuster.
Oh, he was in the Megazone 23. Yeah, he was the main character, but he doesn't sound like Kazuki Yao, like, at all. Like, even less than he does in Gunbuster.
Oh, wow. He's just a normal guy, believe it or not.
Because I watched the movie in the theater. I was like, he sounds kind of like the guy in the first part. And then I look in Letterboxd, I'm like, what the fuck?
He has range, I guess. I've only really heard him do the I've only heard the range between normal and Frankie, and the Gunbuster guy somewhere in the middle. But anyways, Vegapunk explains that, oh, don't worry, your sworn bro is in Impel Down. I made a copy of his fruit. And he says zones are pretty easy to copy, and I don't know if he draws a bunch of rules here, and I'm like, should I be scared that these are going to come up again in some way or matter? But is this just Oda freestyling of like, so he can do whatever he wants? Which, I mean, I'll let him. That's fine. I'm not mad about these rules. But basically, he's like, zones can be copied. Some of them can be copied. And he's like, let's rule out smiles right away. Those are different. And Nami's like, yeah, you should, because Caesar Clown deserves to fucking die. I'm not exaggerating. That's what she says. Yeah. And everyone dunks on Caesar in this. And I'm like, yeah. But Gastino, though.
Yeah, Gastino, that's my boy.
Me and Gastino go way back. It's they will never stop dunking on me for liking Caesar Clown.
Here's how Caesar Clown can still win this.
Be a Straw Hat. If you're in line to vote for Caesar Clown, stay in line. No, they're like, he's not even joining in the fleet. Is this Oda being like, stop sending me emails about Caesar Clown? I don't want to put him in any more things.
I thought I was done with this clown. Clown derogatory, not just mentioning his name.
Mm-hmm. He should join like Buggy's crew or something. Like he just fucking wanders off into the wilderness. And also he's been in cover stories, so I know he'll loop back in before the end of the whole thing. But I guess I'm curious how and when. Not on the side of good guys, though. That seems pretty locked in.
He'll be there, but he'll maybe all the like people who are nebulously bad guys like that will just be on the sidelines, like, go Luffy.
Yeah, choosing not to pick a side, which is choosing the side of the oppressors. Anyways, Vegapunk talks a bunch about this. Like, Logia's too hard. Haven't figured it out. Which feels like, okay, cool. Does that break the rules of the universe if you can just have as many Logias as you want? Zones, weirdly easy. And he's like, Paramecias, I can do it if I also am able to get their, God, blood, what is it? Bloodline elements? It's DNA. There's the One Piece word for it. But it's very clearly DNA. They put the fucking double helix on the screen. So he's like, I have the DNA of these warlords, which is why they're able to work with these powers, which I guess that's combined for S-Shark because he didn't have a fruit. It doesn't seem like S-Hawk has a fruit either, at least not that we've seen.
Yeah.
He's just kicking ass like Mihawk does.
Wait, was he able to shoot lasers? I couldn't remember. Wait, no, we determined that was just a feature they had, not a fruit.
That's just a pacifista thing.
Yeah. That's just
but S-Bear does have the pawpaw fruit powers, and we see that S-Snake has Hancock's powers, which there was much deliberation about when it happened, because people were like, wait a minute, Hancock's power is people being horny, you gave it to a child. And Oda's like, no, it's people finding her cute. It's just emotional yes. reaction. Please be normal.
I was going to say, especially they give like a little bit later, they show that she's basically like a tsundere character. And I was like, it's not because they're bad people. It's because she's being cute.
Yeah, no, it's just emotional reaction to that now. But no, people assumed the worst, which I don't know. It's not that Oda's infallible, but
it's like a weird mix of where both I understand your qualms, but also sometimes when people act like this about anime things, it feels like a little racist.
A little bit. I don't know. Oda has friends with people who have been arrested for these things.
Yeah.
So like, it's not like it's impossible, but I'm like, I wouldn't jump to that assumption with
yeah.
One Piece. But all that to say, Vegapunk's like, I was able to do that to make new blood. These pacifistas have green blood in them that he made with the DNA elements, which Frankie's like, you fucking made blood? That's insane. I want Frankie to level up again. I want Frankie to get like Seraphim level powers, although that might make him
sick.
Like the second strongest Straw Hat. So maybe not.
Look, maybe Sanji and Zoro need to be knocked down a peg. They've been sitting high and mighty for too long. And
Sanji should be fourth behind Jinbei. Actually, I think he might be behind Bounty. That might change. I don't know. I don't remember. I feel like we had Bounty updates before, like Egghead, and I already don't remember. I remember Luffy being put in a cage. But yeah, so Logia too difficult. Paramecia, you need DNA. Zone, fucking free space, I guess.
Zone kind of makes sense because you just make a fruit and it's like, well, this one's the cat fruit. Like, all right.
What's crazy is I have to imagine there. Mythical zones that's not true about, though. He doesn't specify, but I'm like, there are too many insane zones for me. Like Luffy, yeah, technically, yeah. Now. Was Kaido technically mythical? I think so. Maybe.
I think so. I feel like.
So maybe I'm wrong. How many Nikas? That's the final boss, is Nika 2.
Here's the other thing with it, because we got the gag that the thing that was wrong with Momo's fruit is that he's pink. So yes. If he wants to perfectly replicate, he can't perfectly replicate the mythical zones. They just have to be a like goofy color. So if you replicate Luffy's fruit, they'll be like a bright neon green or something.
Sure, just fucking color swapped. That's fine.
Yeah, they'll be Mortal Kombat like sprite color swapped.
Yeah, that's great. He should do that. He says that he doesn't know if copied fruits can be awakened, which is fun. It's fun to have him be like in progress of the science, because like then Oda can just figure it out later if he wants to.
Yeah, that's a really fun like limitation to add to it too. So it's not just like, why don't they just duplicate all this fruit and give it to everyone on Luffy's team or something like that?
Yeah. Well, also that'd be boring.
Yeah,
that's the real reason.
Look, some people would think that's cool.
Yeah, probably. The people who are like, the end of One Piece, Marco's gonna die and give his fruit to Luffy so he has wings. Why do people think characters having wings is cool? Not every character should just grow wings as their new power-up. I'm not 12 anymore.
That's literally the, in A Cell World, the other light novel by the Sword Art Online guy that's way better than Sword Art Online.
Not a high bar.
His thing is he's like, it's like this like virtual kind of fantasy game, and it's like you get unique character IDs for who you are, and what makes the main character special is his like powers that he gets wings, and it makes him like a huge deal because he can just fly,
and that's it. He just gets wings.
Yeah, he can fly while no one else is able to do that, so he can basically like cheat.
Cool, whatever.
It's like Pet Shop in the JoJo Fighter, in the PS1 JoJo Fighter.
God, Pet Shop should be, they should make another JoJo game with Pet Shop in it.
Yes, they should make another. They should make another good JoJo game. It's been like 28 years.
Yeah, I mean that's true as well. I stand by. I say this every time it comes up. I'm like, All Star Battle's good if you only play as Dio from Part One. There's like two real fighting game characters in that game, and they don't have stance. But oh, Vegapunk refers to this as humanity's ultimate form, and Frankie is doing hard eyes. Snack Zone!
Get exploded with snack flavor.
Yeah, I'm like, what sound effects do I make for ninja noises? Because I have a ninja box this week.
Cool! Nin-nin.
Nin-nin. Yeah, obviously, that's it. It's been so long since... God, I feel like that didn't even... Wano got so serious. Anyways, we can't talk about One Piece. This is the Snack Zone.
If you want to be just like Raizo...
Mm-hmm. Which everyone does.
We've got the snacks for you.
Yes, that's the Tokyo Treat box, which I will talk about in a bit. This is the Snack Zone brought to you by Tokyo Treat and Sakura Co., who have sent us yet again snack boxes that we get to share with you, tell you what's in them, and then we'll give you a discount code if you want some for yourself. That's what they do. They like to share snacks with people, and we, of course, we want to do that too. The Tokyo Treat theme this month was Ninja Snack Venture. I feel like more than usual animes and stuff referenced in the booklet, but there is also actual information about historical ninjas. There's a lot of grape stuff in here, which I'm curious of what that connection is, but there's some like hard gummy, ninja hard gummies grape flavored that I like, mainly because the packaging has a salary man with a sword on the cover.
Cool, modern ninja.
There's also small plastic sword filled with candy. I'm gonna be honest, I don't know how to open it. It looks, I'm confused by the sword, but it's very fun to swing around.
See, that's two treats in one. You get the candy, and then you have a toy to play with.
Well, yeah, it's the sword, and then also it came with some paper throwing stuff.
Oh, cool.
But there's a bunch of other great stuff in the box. The Kit Kat of the month was a chocolate orange, and it's the best one I've had. I like it so much. It's like a
that
subtle,
really good.
Subtle orangeness with the chocolate. And this is the first one my partner didn't like, which means I got to eat all of them. But there's a bunch of other great stuff in there. Some wasabi crackers, canned apple juice, which Ooh. Has a guy on the front. I'm sure it's a ninja, but it does look so much like Odin is also my thought of it. The man, not the food. But there's some other great stuff. The strawberry dorayaki was good. The sesame crunch bites were good. And it says here they like fuel your adventure with every bite, which I wonder if they have protein in them. I did not use Google Translate on the packaging to find out. There's a very cute panda cookie. I'm assuming your Sakura Co. box is not about ninjas.
No, it is the flavors of Hakone. As always, it's giving you treats from a very specific prefecture and area inside of Japan. This one had a lot of like really fun treats. Tea of the month is a Hakone Story Ryokucha, which is a really like fresh green tea that I've been kind of sick lately, and I don't know if green tea is good for you when you're sick, but having just like a hot drink there is really nice.
Oh yeah,
there's a matcha warabi mochi that my girlfriend really liked. There's also wasabi okaki cracker, seven flavors of Orare. I know Orare has been in like this. It just had like a bunch of different like kinds of it all mixed into almost like a trail mix of it. And then there's a section with a lot of Yokohama branded treats, which I know Yokohama because that's where the last two Like a Dragon games kind of take place.
Nice.
It's got some like milk cookies, a couple of sandwich cookies, which are really interesting. One was like had like a cream and raisins in it, and the other one had kind of like a more sugary sweet cream inside of it. A nice little like plate that has some really cool designs in it. It has kind of like flowery star looking things. Yeah, as always, the booklet has like info on the allergens, everything in the foods and what it may contain traces of, which is good to have if you're got peanut allergies like me, or since my girlfriend's vegan, knowing what each of us can and cannot have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's a great read filled with cultural information and nutritional information.
Yeah, it's always nice to like get info on stuff that you either like, especially if you like anime stuff. You just kind of tangentially pick up information, and then you can get like more info on it through these booklets.
Absolutely. But yeah, if you want to get some of these, try them out for yourself, share them with your friends and loved ones. You get a cool ninja sword and swing it around. You can do that with our special links that we have, team.tokyotreat.com/watchingonepiece or team.sakura.co/watchingonepiece. We'll put these in the show notes as well, so you can click on them. And then you can use code JORYJO, J-O-R-Y-J-O, all caps, no space, for $5 off your first of either of those boxes. And it helps us out. It lets Tokyo Treat and Sakura Co. know that our listeners like us and like them at the same time. And it supports a show, and then we can keep doing this. Oh, also, we'll post some videos of some of the other snacks. We don't have time to talk about literally everything in the boxes, but we'll show off some unboxing stuff on our Twitter. So twitter.com/wearewatchingop if you want to check those out. And we usually share them on our Discord as well. But I think that's it. So be sure to check those things out, and we'll go back to watching Luffy punch people at Egghead.
Really hard.
So hard. And then after the eye catch, we come back to this exact same scene where Nami's like, so this is why they got rid of the warlords. Because now they have fucking super warlords that are robots. They're stronger and more controllable. Robin also comments on this being troubling because they're just, you know, these ultimate weapons that the Navy has now.
And behind her is Franky with big heart eyes.
Yeah, he loves it. He's like, I wish that were me. Hancock's power would work on Franky, but only because he's like, I also love the robot parts.
He's like, I can't get over how cool the cool robot stuff.
Yeah, I don't think that actual Hancock's power would work on him. He's like, too vanilla. You're just a hot lady. What am I supposed to do with that?
Regular Hancock could just like show him a picture of a robot. He'd be like, oh, that's badass.
And then he's stoned. Down in the city, Sentomaru struggles to stand up. Lucci is like recovering from his last hit and is like, all right, now I need to kill Sentomaru so I can control the pacifista Seraphim.
Yep, that cliffhanger was just, it was a joke. Tricked you.
Yep, I'm fine now. I mean, it takes him the whole episode to die. Yeah. Lucci is like, where's your friend? And Sentomaru's like, he's not my friend. Also, I don't know. And like right on cue, Luffy's giant head comes out of the ground. And just kind of munches up the floor. Tries to munch up Lucci, doesn't work. And he starts like spitting rocks at Lucci that he's munched up from the ground. Where does he get this idea to like, I'm going to stick a giant head out of the ground?
He can see everywhere around him.
Mm.
It's easier to find Lucci and then bite him.
Luffy has solved many problems by eating, so it wouldn't be unheard of to finally reverse the four.
Yeah, Luffy has also been eating a lot.
Mm-hmm. He's like, this always worked when everyone ate me. I mean, just happened. He was eaten by Kaido, and he fucking gum gum rocketed out of his nostrils by reaching through his fucking eyes.
Gear 5's the coolest transformation ever.
It's so fucking cool. I could watch it forever. Even if they have to take breaks every other week.
See, it's worth it.
So Luffy's giant head comes out of the ground. He shoots the rocks. And then Luffy just launches himself into the air now. Seemingly so fast that Lucci barely notices. And he turns some pipes into rubber and launches himself.
Yeah, he uses them like the ropes in a wrestling ring.
Yeah. And he also, this was one of my favorite panels for a long time. I guess it still is. But Luffy, like, reaches into his hair and pulls out like he just summons goggles out of his hair
so he can like laser in on him.
Yeah, he zooms in on Lucci, launches himself, and he does the like punching through Lucci where like his punch reaches like out Lucci's back like 20 yeah. feet, which he also did to Kaido's head. It's so sick. I forget what I think it's just Don Pistol or something. It's Don something. I think this was Rocket maybe. And he launches Lucci, who fucking knows how far. And he's like, Lucci's internal thoughts are like, how strong is this fucking guy? Oh no, am I losing consciousness?
He's
fine at the end of the episode, but
this is still concerning. This happening. You would think that the versus Lucci fight wouldn't be this, like...
You would assume it's the headliner.
Yeah.
You wouldn't assume he's the opening act.
It feels different from the Fishman Island, how easy all those fights were, because, well, that was just to, like, show how strong everyone gotten, and then they can move on. This doesn't feel like... Oh, he's so strong he doesn't have to worry about Lucci. We're going to move away. This feels like it has implications.
What implications do you think that it portends?
It just, because I know Kizaru's on his way, so it's just like, it just means that they just got here, so it just feels like, oh, things are going to escalate.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I think that's fair. If Lucci is not, is like, yeah, I guess the opening act of the arc still. Yeah. And he's not necessarily, you know, dead or not. We do see him standing again.
Yeah.
And seemingly going to be more of a problem afterwards.
He seems like out of commission at least. And also in a way of the way he kind of reacts to it is like, I can't do this. Like, it can't just be me versus Luffy. There's like two.
I need to cheat.
I need to, like, have something going. And I think that's also telegraphed by when Luffy is zooming in on him, they're flashing to the like original, like, final
yes,
hit.
Which rules.
And then it was a little bit before, but one of the scenes where I think it's when he's like chasing down after Sentomaru, Lucci's like on fire for a couple frames that looks really sick.
Yeah, those are some of the Vincent sequence. Chazard, I don't remember how to pronounce his last name, but yeah, that scene rules. And then like that's when Luffy pops his head out too. But no, all the Lucci stuff looks sick. I like that he gets to. I like how Enies Lobby looks, but it's very much of the time, and like that's what anime looked like then, and also
yeah,
is more serious, I guess. Like, it's more on it's closer to the Wano than Egghead stylistically. So I'm glad that the approach to Lucci now gets to be, you know, a closer to that flexible post Gear 5 style that One Piece is sort of cultivating in Egghead. Looks great regardless. And he's still shredded.
Yeah.
This thing is like, Zoro is like, which we haven't seen Zoro, I guess, in Egghead clothes yet, but unless you're kind of looking, squinting at the opening and the eye catches, he's like half the width he was in Wano. It's so funny to me. Anyway, so yeah, I guess fucking Lucci done. Still got like 5 minutes of this episode left. S Snake, Hancock is helping Chopper and Jinbei get to the vacuum rocket, and Jinbei's like laughing and says thank you. It's like, you're so much nicer than the real Hancock. And yeah, she's embarrassed by it.
Yeah.
Which is very fun. The rocket has like a minute before it leaves, so they're like, Luffy, you have to hurry up. And his like ear reaches around in a circle to hear it. There's nothing. Luffy can no longer do anything normal in Gear 5, which is good. Thank you. But he's like worried about Sentomaru, and he's like, oh, where do I gotta go? Sentomaru's like, hey, you, Vegapunk's in your hands now. Like, I think this is Sentomaru accepting that he's actually gonna stay here on the ground.
Yeah.
But he's like, I'm leaving this to you. And Luffy's like, okay, yeah, I'll get him off this island for sure. No biggie. I just fucking rocked Lucci shit. Then he launches himself into the pipes again, and then the pipes launch him into towards the rocket. And it's kind of like, oh, is he gonna make it in time? Then it cuts. And then the rocket starts launching. You don't see him in the rocket. And it's like, oh, shit, did he make it? I don't know. And then the rocket launching wakes up Bonnie, who we haven't mentioned by name in 500 years. Bonnie's been unconscious, dragged around in these past couple episodes. So is Atlas, who hopefully is still alive. I don't know. Should I say hopefully? And do I care about Atlas?
They're a robot, so I think they can at least be brought back in some way.
Probably. I don't dislike them, but I just don't like, am I putting too much concern onto Atlas? They're gonna be alive, probably. They're a robot. Bonnie wakes up and is like, who the fuck is this, to old man Luffy, because he's now been drained from Gear 5. Which is also good. A good reminder that he can't just do this forever. He can't just be infinitely sun god. He has limits.
Unfortunately. He should be like when Goku and Gohan, they get like a like sort of Super Saiyan mode where they just like hang out in Super Saiyan. It's where that one clip that you see sometimes of where it's like Krillin looking at them just like relaxing. He's like, oh, Goku's senses must be like crazy good right now. And he throws the rock and it hits Goku on the head. Goku starts screaming.
Yeah.
Luffy should have that, but for Gear 5. Where he's just always just a little bit silly.
I mean, he has been extra silly.
Maybe that'll be the like big reveal, is it'll be if you do this too often, you'll be permanently silly, kind of like Sanji not wanting to become like his siblings, which means he doesn't get a badass outfit.
They should do that, and they should treat it very seriously.
Yeah. Have like Chopper diagnose him. You're dangerously close to being too silly all the time.
He's turning into a silly goose. Luffy, if you go full silly goose, you can't go back. But if I don't, I can't beat fucking God Emperor Buggy. Or they get to the lab phase and there's alarms going off for intruders. And the ending of the episode is that we see Lucci is standing again, although he is just a guy. He's just a dude. He has stopped
being a guy.
Yeah, and his pigeon comes back. He walks over to Sentomaru, who seems to look at Lucci and then finally die. Or at least go unconscious. Not too many characters die in One Piece, so hard to say. Although, they kind of got donutted, so it's possible. And Stussy and Kaku also come over. Kaku very rudely standing on Sentomaru's fucking body. And they look up to the lab phase, and seemingly things are going to get worse now. If they are now the highest ranking people here for the Seraphim.
Yeah.
Dread, maybe? I don't know. Also, yes, we still know that Kizaru is coming, since you mentioned it, so easy to forget, maybe, with breaks in between weeks. So, yeah, what's to come at Egghead? Who knows? We'll have to stick around for Jory's always correct predictions at the end of the episode with 100% accuracy.
Mm-hmm. As always.
But you have to stick through our plugs to do it. If you skip our plugs, it won't work. It's nope. It's your phone knows if you listen to it or not.
And if you listen at anything higher than one time speed, it still works, but
the cops will come to your door and shoot you. The podcast police will come. But Jory, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me online at Noam Jory on basically any website except for Blue Sky, which is Jory.zone. You can see me tweeting about wrestling or my dog. Anything that comes into my brain. I don't have a whole lot going on right now, but that may change. Who knows?
Who knows?
What about you? Where can we find you online?
I am on Twitter and Instagram and other social medias at Ghost of Joe, Ghost of J-O. And my main thing is that I am kickstarting physical copies for my documentary. We're almost there. Almost at the goal.
Yeah, pretty close.
With, I mean, when this episode comes out, about a week or so left. If you haven't checked it out and you want to, go check it out. It's going to be, the easiest way is going to be to go to my Twitter and click on it. Again, Ghost of Joe. But then the documentary is made. We're still waiting on it to be live on rental services. Are trying to get these physical copies made. Blu-rays with the physical CDs and some other bonus stuff. Like a zine. As of today, we're 85% funded, so yeah, that's really all I really have to plug. So that's that over there, and now I'll do plugs for this podcast. We are on Twitter at We Are Watching OP, and we, you know, retweet fan art or stuff from the anime, jokes, memes, etc., whatever the One Piece algorithm throws at us. It's better than most algorithms you're going to get on this website. Yeah, I mean, that's the main thing. We technically have a Blue Sky, although we haven't used it yet. Yeah. We will if we're forced. And our Discord's another big thing. You can come join us on our Discord, hang out in there, talk about, I don't know, anime, manga, other stuff that you're into, the card game, art channel, music channel. We also have a Patreon channel if you want to have an exclusive chat just for our patrons, which is the next thing I'll plug, our Patreon. If you want to get these episodes a little bit early, ad-free when we do our longer ad breaks like we did this week, or our monthly bonus episodes, which we are going to have to figure out what we're doing as soon as this episode ends recording. Yeah, all that stuff over there, just the $1 tier at our Patreon, patreon.com/weareWatchingOP. We also shout out the names of all of our patrons each week, which that's my turn this week, right?
Yeah.
So I got to pull that up here in a second. And another way you can support us is with the snack boxes that we do our longer ad breaks for, which we just did today. But you can, just to mention again, you can get $5 off your first Tokyo Treat or Sakura Coast snack box. The links for those are in the show notes, team.tokyotreat.com/watchingonepiece or team.sakura.co/watchingonepiece. And then the code is JORYJOE, all caps, no space, for $5 off your first box. And that's all, again, in the show notes for you. And is that, I think that's everything to plug.
I think so.
Thank you to our patrons for this week. A to Z Couple, Adam B, Adam W, Alex, Ali, Anton, Becca, Blue Sunrise, Brittany, Captain Moke, Chad Chance, Connor, Deathpunks Veritas Joe, Death Vegapunks Veritas Joe, David A, David D, Deus Equis, Eric V, Fig, Forrest, Foony, Gage, getting smacked in the face with Kuma's wet ass by Belissi. Got it memorized. Heidi, Jay Harkins, Jacob Jesse, Jiminy's Journal, Joe Mini, Jory, Worry, Furry, Gory, Corey, Quarry, Tori.
Is that all this one?
Yeah. It's just just all these words. Josh, Junesong91, Kat, Kevin, Kof, KOF, Kyle, Lena, Look at that booty. Show me the booty. Give me the booty I want. And then it cuts off. Lucas, Luke, Maddie, Maggie, Mag2E, Sarah, Mallory, Melbeast, Milo, Monkey D, Dragon D's Nuts on Your Chin, Morgan, my buddy, my wrestler name would be Mitochondria, Nick, No, I'm Joe. It's a new development. Peter, Phoenix Ryu, Riley, Rob, Luwuchi, with the pointing fingers, Rodsters, Roger D, Ryan, Ryan W, Screed, Snowy Scale, Space Jockey, Stephen D, Stephen R, Tangle Clap, and The Cat Fangs, The Lost Crab Rangoon, Trey, Tristan, Vedicky, Verdigris. We are the youth of the nation. Words that aren't in the Bible, Lucy, and your boy. Thank you so much for supporting us, our stupid podcast, and giving us fun names to read. So that's, I think, it for this episode, except for Jory's always correct predictions. So what's going to happen? Well, also, we're taking a break next week. I'm too busy. Sorry. So next, we'll be back in 2 weeks covering two episodes. We'll be recording on Luffy's birthday, May 5th.
Ooh, happy birthday, Luffy.
Keep that in mind, I guess. We're taking off the next week. But what's going to happen in those two episodes?
I did see the preview for the name of the next episode is the Operation to Escape Egghead. So I think the next episode is going to be a planning session. It's going to be a downtime D&D session, tabletop role-playing session, where they're all going to be packed inside a tiny little planning room inside Vegapunk's facility, figuring out their plans to leave. And then the following episode after, they're going to get out, and wow, it's just like Genny's lobby. They've got like a mega buster call ready.
Oh, shit.
It turns out that the military industrial complex the Marines have stolen the plans for Muggy Balls. So they're going to be shooting buster calls, but with Muggy Balls.
The most powerful weapon known to man.
And we'll get a cut. When they say the name, we'll get a cut over to whatever Buggy's doing. And he'll like sneeze and be like, that's weird. I sense I'm being stolen from.
Yeah. And it's going to be great. And then Buggy's going to have to show up. Not enough people at Egghead. Let's get some more.
We've got to get more guys.
Cross Guild gets here and they just have to... Mihawk's like, is that Tiny Me? What the fuck?
When did I agree to this?
You didn't. It was in the EULA that you didn't read. Got fucked by the EULA. But that's it for this week. We'll be back with all of that with all the planning and escaping and the buster calls and the Muggy Balls. I'm trying to combine Buster and Muggy. Couldn't do it. A busty.
The busty call.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
We'll be back with that in 2 weeks, and we'll have a bonus episode up still by the end of the month, so that'll still happen for y'all. We haven't decided what we're doing, but we'll do something. Probably finish Boss Luffy, actually. But we'll be back then. And until then...
To be...
continued.